Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Three things we got to tell you. Right now. Now's a really good time.
Okay.
Number one, enjoy the final day of fake spring.
No, that's true.
I mean, it might be still warm tomorrow,
high
but I hear
70
clouds
day,
are coming.
Though.
Yeah. Huh?
High is 70 today. Yeah.
High. Oh, the high is 70.
High is 70, yeah.
Yeah. So enjoy that. It really is nice. But it's good. It's leaving. And am I the only one that goes, whoa, why does the clouds and the rain have to come in for Super Bowl week?
I don't know what I mean.
Like,
yeah.
Why? That's not good. That's
not how we showcase this city. Come on, Mother Nature.
I really thought you were going to say something else. Said mother, and I was like, what the? Because, well, it would make sense because Kayla don't care anymore.
I don't.
Why does Kayla care? She don't care. Actually, I was telling somebody, you've been better than you've been in the last 9 years. You've gone to a different level because you just don't give a rip anymore, and there's a reason for that.
Tomorrow is my last day on the Chet Buchanan Show.
She's leaving us, kids.
Yeah. Look me in the eye. This man.
I can't.
Okay. So this has been, I don't want to say a long time coming, but we made the decision a few weeks ago that I would leave the show. I got presented an opportunity outside of radio that just I couldn't pass up. It's a great opportunity. Chet's been extremely supportive in my decision to take that opportunity, which I'm very thankful for. So I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, I haven't given you hardly any crap.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Tomorrow you will.
Have I tortured her mercilessly? You know,
sure, absolutely.
Just joking? You know, sure, of
just
course.
Little digs here and there, you know, but that's our relationship. So
why wouldn't I?
No, I think it's really, I'm excited for an opportunity. For the last 13 years of my life, I have done morning radio,
yeah.
9 of which have been with this show. And it's hard to believe. I'm like, oh my God, it's been almost 9 years that
same.
I've been with this.
Same. It's gone by in a blink.
Right? So it's all I've really ever known. I've been doing it since I was 22 years old. Like, I've been in morning radio, and now I'm like trying something else completely outside of this. I'm not leaving 98.5 KLUC altogether.
She says that. Everybody keeps saying that. This is the biggest load of crap.
Get rid of me that easy.
It's the, oh my God. Between you and our boss that are trying to hold on to this idea, Kayla will still be around. Kayla's going to be doing stuff. No, you're not. Wait, what's today? So, okay, let's assume it's the beginning of February. Right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
We got a little bit of, you know, Memorial Day. It's over by.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. I appreciate it.
No, you're going to go, I ain't doing this anymore.
It's not worth it.
Because the idea was that she'll do, that. What are you going to do? What do you do now? Saturdays?
Yeah, Saturdays and Sundays.
And Sundays?
Yeah.
Are you gonna
swing in for Sundays every
once in a while? Are you still going to do both?
I think so.
BS.
I still love radio. I mean, I'm literally leaving on such a great, I'm leaving the morning show on such a great, like, high note. I still want to be involved. I still want to come and torture you every once in a while.
Is this the high note?
Yeah, this is the
Is this it?
It's fair. It's a fair question.
No, it's No, it's all good. It's everybody's good. Here's the real truth to this. Kayla just wanted to slip out the back door and just kind of fade away and not make a big deal out of it, which I do get.
It's just my style. I jellyfish. I feel like we've documented that on this show enough. I am the queen of the jellyfish. Before I met my husband, any sort of dating history was all about the jellyfish.
Oh yeah. And the Irish goodbye.
Oh God, yes.
No, all the women in my life are really good at that. And I think that's why I think that's why it's one of the things that I love about you and about my wife is that because I am the exact opposite. I'm the last one to leave. I've got to say goodbye to everybody.
Yes.
All of it. Because I feel guilty if I don't. And both of you are really good at just grabbing me by the wrist and going, we're leaving. So Kayla wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And I said, there's two things with that. Number one, that's not fair to people who listen and love you.
That's true.
They should get the chance to hear it firsthand. At the very least, hear it firsthand. At the most, call 702 or text 702-364-9898 and say goodbye. Then on top of that, I think because people start asking questions. If you just disappear, people ask questions.
Well, that was my goal, is I'm going to disappear and then paint you in a really awkward corner to where you have to start answering questions.
Stand in line.
Just so we're all on the same page, I am thoroughly a part of the new vetting process of your new counterpart.
Don't lie.
I'm 100%. People have been reaching out, and I'm like, I like you. I'll send you over to Chet, and I tell them to reach out to you.
All those bees have been immediately eliminated.
Bye bye.
That's really funny. That's weird.
A couple people.
People have reached out. And said, what are you? Why are you leaving? in this business, that happens a lot.
That's true.
In this business, it does happen a lot.
Shoot, when I left my old show and I came here 9 years ago, or 8.5 years ago, the same thing happened. Why are you leaving? What are you doing? I'm like, because I'm taking an opportunity. It's not a bad thing to take an opportunity.
They were nasty to you, though.
They were very nasty to
you. They were nasty to you when you left. None of that here.
No.
We're actually super happy for you. I'll repeat this story a little bit over the next couple of days, but it's an amazing testament to the person that you are. You can tell I've thought about this over the last few weeks, so I say what I want to say. It's an amazing testament to the person that you are that Kayla went in to side hustle at a golf course to work in the pro shop.
Sure.
To get cheap golf.
It's true.
For her. And her friends. and that has grown into this company going, hey, we see big things for you. Now, on this side of it, on this side of it, sure, they would have liked to have kept her, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And so the other company saw the opportunity and went, we're stealing this one. This one's ours.
Aww.
And that's really what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And right?
Yes. Yeah.
So today and tomorrow, and that's it. The third part of the announcement,
which is much bigger.
This is probably the part that'll stick. Is that Justin Timberlake? So are we now no longer mad at Justin Timberlake?
No, we love Justin Timberlake.
Well, apparently not.
We're all in love with Justin Timberlake again.
Yes, we are.
Does it have a little bit to do with Britney realized she was on the wrong side of this thing? And did you hear she kind of gave an apology?
Oh, I did not hear this.
Yeah. Because isn't that why we were mad at Justin? Britney?
I thought we were mad at Justin because of the thing in New Orleans where the co-person.
But the person that he was acting with, and he was holding hands with her, his co-star.
Yes.
He was holding hands with her under a table. But his wife seems to be okay with it, so.
Sure.
You know, is it really your problem?
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Kayla was going to leave on the 19th.
Yes.
That was going to be her last show. And then they asked her to stay through the end of the month. And I'm not sure why she said yes, but she did. So good. So we got.
Because I'm such a good person.
You are a good person. That's the problem. You are a good person. That's the thing.
It's so funny.
So today and tomorrow, and then Kayla is leaving us forever.
Just leaving the morning show. You can't get rid of me that easily.
You say that. It's just now. Well, and honestly, February 1st, you're dead to me. But on the way out the door, Kayla has some problems with you people, and you're going to hear about it. I know it's not Festivus. It sounds like Festivus.
I want to talk about trailer. I can't.
Which I understand. Here's what's funny about that. Here's what in trailer, of course, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's weird to me, that the reactions are so harsh.
Reaction so harsh to it?
That there are people that just go, I'm so tired of it. It's like, really? It's not that big a deal. It's not that much. I can't believe they keep showing her on my football game. It's like, okay, step outside, have a smoke.
Get over it.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is they're
going... Come back in, crush a few more natty lights, and you'll be fine. You know?
Like, do you get sick of when you watch Russell Wilson and they cut to Sierra all the time? Like, do you get sick of that?
Do they? Because I don't know.
Like, that's what I'm saying is, like, people just are losing their minds over the idea that, like, oh, Taylor Swift, what, you don't have to show her on the screen anymore. I go, they do the same thing. This just in, they showed Brittany Mahomes all the time during those games when Patrick Mahomes and she was like the big
one. For a minute they did. But the point being, that if you've got a football player that has a famous girlfriend or wife, they're going to show her.
Yeah.
When Jennifer Lopez was a part owner of the Miami Dolphins and she would be at games, they'd show her.
Yeah.
Now, I get it. The hype on this one's big. But guess what? Name me a bigger star in the world right now than Taylor Swift.
Can't.
I'll wait. I'm waiting. So... It's weird, though, just how people, Peyton Manning hosted, the Grammys?
Yeah.
Nobody threw a fit about that. You got your chocolate and my peanut butter. You got your peanut butter and my chocolate.
Yeah.
But maybe I just don't, because I'm not that guy. If there's stuff that I don't like, I just go find something else.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Yeah, I don't, and maybe it's a separation kind of thing for some people, like, oh, my girlfriend or whatever the case may be wasn't into sports, but all of a sudden she has to see what brand Taylor's wearing this week, and they have to buy all that stuff. And I go, I'm sorry, are you upset that your girlfriend's watching the sports with you as opposed to before when she wasn't interested or anything like that?
Well,
Are you upset?
God, that's my favorite thing too, is that there are people out there that believe that there's some sort of conspiracy that Taylor Swift, that the NFL is somehow paying, that they have enough money that they're paying Taylor Swift to perpetuate this ruse with Travis Kelce to increase and to expand the NFL viewing audience.
Because that's what they need.
Okay, let's assume. I'll go back to the initial point that maybe slipped past. There's not enough money in the world for Taylor Swift to do that.
Yeah.
The NFL does not have that much. The NFL's got a lot of money. They don't have that much money. They're not. Taylor Swift would not do this because the NFL gave her money.
Yeah.
She's doing just fine. I don't know if you're aware. She does well on her own.
Yeah, she does. Do you know what I love about this is how when before the Usher announce happened and all this other stuff, and we started speculating who would be the halftime show, and we were like, Taylor Swift, last year when she first went on tour.
Yeah,
it made a lot of sense. Oh my God, she's the biggest star. Before she started dating Travis Kelce, that would be the greatest thing ever. And then we looked at her schedule and we said, oh no, she's in Japan the day before, so she can't make it to the halftime show.
Yeah, but she will.
And she will this time.
She's going to be there.
Yeah.
She won't perform.
So.
Although that'd be the biggest flex ever.
Oh.
Have everybody looking this way. It's the greatest misdirection of all time.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough time for her to perform. There's no way. It'll just be Usher. And then all of a sudden, and throw her out there. Because won't you secretly, every time a song ends, won't you secretly, and I don't care how much you hate her, won't you be like, this could be it.
This is the moment.
This could be it.
Someone's coming out of the stage.
It could happen.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And I guess, so Japan is what, 17 hours ahead?
Yes.
And then it's a 13-hour flight. Her concert, if you assume the concert gets done at 11 o'clock at night, there's plenty of time for her to make it to Las Vegas in time for the game.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love it.
It's so good.
I don't care. I love it. And also, you also know why I love this, because if you know me at all, you know that I love watching people's heads explode. So that's great. It's awesome.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Jet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Project 150, Las Vegas Prom Closet. Free prom attire for high school students.
Oh, that's awesome.
March 2nd at the Sahara. You could find out more, and if you want to donate, if you want to, everything you need to know. Project150.org/events. Let me tell you this right now, Kayla. Lisa has waited on hold for almost 15 minutes.
Oh.
Just to be able to talk to you. Hi, Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Have we lost Lisa? Oh, hang on a second. The board gets gremlins when I'm not here. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, I'm here.
I know you are. You've been here the whole time. It was us.
Yes, I have.
It was us.
Chet, I've been listening to you for over 11 years, and when Kayla came, she was an amazing addition to your show, and we're going to miss her so much. I hate change as it is, and you're really putting me through a lot here, Kayla, and we wish you good luck in your new endeavor, but it's very sad seeing you go.
Lisa, that is the sweetest thing ever. You would hope, I think any of us, when you go to leave a position or a job or anything like that, that people would say kind words like that. So I really do appreciate it. I'll still stick around. If Chet will have me, I'll come back and harass every once in a while. I don't think you will.
If you hear anyone
call in by the name of Beatrice,
no,
then you know it's me. And I'm going to call the show every day and harass you.
I love that, Kayla. Good luck. Good luck, my dear. And, we'll be thinking of you each and every day. Chet, you better keep it good.
No pressure.
I know, right?
I'll tell you this. We have, and I think there's always a learning curve. There's always when you first date, you're not perfect in every way.
Yeah.
And this is a lot like dating. It's weird. The process of finding new Kayla.
Yeah, she was such a nice addition with you, Chet. a female is such a nice addition with your show. It really makes gives a nice little touch to it. You know, not that you don't do an amazing job on your own, but it was it was a great touch.
We've never had to deal with that with me doing it on my own. But guess what? The next couple of weeks are going to be like. It's going to suck.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a new show. But I'll keep listening. I've been here with you for 11 years.
I'm appreciative.
So sweet.
I remember the days, Chet, when you were back at the Monte Carlo and you had a little bit of a gig there at one of the places. We met you there real quick.
Monday Night Football.
I loved that. Yeah, that was so fun at Monte Carlo.
Yeah, it was good times.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, we should have this wrapped up. Honestly, I thought we would be wrapped up by now with new Kayla. but... It's a process.
Yeah.
You know, hiring somebody in 2024 is a giant pain in the neck.
And we work for like a corporation. Like what I mean? Like you got 1,000 hoops to jump through. So it's fun.
Yes. I work for a casino here in Vegas, and I'm telling you, you know, you see people come and go, but when you got good people, it's really sad when they have to go.
Yeah. Not for nothing. Super Bowl's in the way of all of this too.
Yeah.
Super Bowl's kind of getting in the way. But,
yeah.
So good luck with that.
Well, it's really good of you to call in. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Love you, Lisa. Bye.
Bye.
Literally. Bye. Bye forever.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
177 second survey time. Hello, Stephanie Lopez.
Hi.
Hi. From the geographic center of town, from what I understand.
Oh. So,
yeah, because you live you're not too far from Best of the West, right?
Not too far, yeah. Pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah. From what we understand, that is the geographic center of our fair
community. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to be the center of something.
Yeah, that's right. Right in the middle of all the action.
I still have this ambition of like drawing up a map with all the different areas like they do in like college towns and everything.
Yeah.
I have this drive to do it, but I'm not artistic at all. So
I have a lot more time now. Not really. If I know you, you'll still be 50. Did you hear Kayla's leaving us, Steph?
I did. I'm sad.
I know, but it's for good things. It's not a sad thing at all. I'm sure that 6 months from now, I'll be like, oh, why did I do this to myself? But neither, you know what?
Neither Stephanie nor I benefit from this arrangement.
Yeah.
We don't.
So sorry.
It sucks.
No, nothing.
Sucks.
No benefits.
Yeah, not at all. There's nothing in it for you. Your 177 second survey starts right now. Oh, my goodness. We'll never get this anymore. Kayla's got a question.
Stephanie, do you have a significant other?
I do.
Okay. Do you kiss your significant other when they're sick?
Yeah, I do.
Oh!
Really? Do you?
Normally an accident.
It's normally an accident that you kiss your significant other when they're sick?
Well, I think I'll forget because he doesn't usually act like he's very sick. He puts on like this strong front and like he acts normal and I forget that he's sick and then I'll kiss him and then he'll kind of circle away and I'm like, oh, shoot, that's right. You were sick.
Do you kiss Amy when she's sick?
No, but that's...
Or when you're... either way.
You're just even if you think...
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you think...
No.
We stay out of it.
I thought Buddy got sick this weekend, honey. I was like... And like he went to go kiss me yesterday morning and I was like, no, don't touch me. And he's like, well, I'm fine. And I go, I know, but you were kind of coughing the last 2 days, so... We're good, thanks.
Yeah,
terrible, but
we don't want to bounce stuff back and forth, and just by virtue of how I make my living, it's probably best I'm not coughing and sneezing and hacking and you know, and all that kind of stuff. Hey, Stephanie, where do you land on this whole Taylor Swift craziness? Because it does seem to be. There do seem to be two kinds of people in the world. People are like, no, I love it. This is great. And other people are like, stop talking about her forever.
I'm on the I love it side. I think it's adorable. I love it.
When they kissed at the game,
it
was so sweet. And then, of course, all of the social media influencers out there that they read lips. That's a hot thing right now. Oh, I can read lips.
Oh, sure, we know.
And then they said, oh, did you see it? He told her he loved her and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I mean.
They're due.
for the L word?
For the L word. Aren't they due? Stephanie, aren't they due for the L word?
Absolutely. I agree.
What's it been, like 3 months? 4 months? 3 months?
Yeah. Well, okay. Not on the Kayla scale. I know how you roll. No, I know how you roll.
Stephanie, how far into your relationship did you say I love you?
In real life, they're due. In normal world, in Kayla world, not so much. But in normal world, yeah, they've said I love you for a while now.
Okay.
You could tell. And you could tell their body language, their physical.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Taylor says the L word. I don't think she does.
Oh, that's interesting. Stephanie, I think Kayla doesn't think that Taylor says the L word. I think she's quick with it.
I think she holds off. I think she's cautious. I think she's had a lot of misses, and I think she's a little more cautious. And if she says it, she probably says it in private.
I do think she's had a lot of misses. And this is like, usually the guys that Taylor Swift has been with, I've been like, who's that? or I don't get it.
I don't get it. Yeah.
I don't get it. And then Travis Kelce makes sense to me.
Yes.
Travis Kelce. And this is why. Yeah.
She probably loves hanging out with the Kelces too, or the Kelces, whatever you want to call them. I didn't realize this. Kylie Kelce is Jason, the brother, his wife is 6 foot tall. Like, so Taylor's in really great company with that family because they're all like a bajillion feet tall.
My favorite part of Sunday was also and you probably saw it on social, where she and Andy Reid, the coach of the Chiefs, made eye contact and he pointed at her in the crowd and then she pointed back. And so, you know, so the whole family's on board.
Yeah.
So you know what? All you haters, stop trying to get in the way of love. Stop it.
Start the chant now, Trey.
And stop getting in the way of Stephanie and Justin Timberlake. You've got your tickets. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Well, you're done with us, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on 1 second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.